Dear Mishatlada, coming up, a shock in Stockholm as Usain Bolt is beaten.
And now they get out in this capacity. Crowd in the 1912 Olympic Stadium sees Tyson Gay leading Usain Bolt at halfway. Gay coming through. Gay has beaten Usain Bolt. He's done it in 9.83 seconds.
Elsewhere, it's a bad day for Tiger Woods in Ohio as Phil Mickelson eyes the world number one golf ranking. And Fabregas says he's fully committed to the new football season with Arsenal. First Athletics and Usain Bolt has been beaten for the first time in more than 2 years. The triple Olympic champion finished second in the eagerly anticipated 100 metres showdown against Tyson Gay at the Diamond League meeting in Stockholm. And watching was Ed Harry.
This wasn't the Bolt that dazzled us in Beijing and Berlin. He said on the eve of the race that he hadn't trained as hard coming into this season, a source of regret, and he's still troubled by the Achilles problem that kept him out for 6 weeks from the end of May. But Tyson Gay isn't 100% fit either, and in becoming the first man to defeat Usain Bolt for 2 years, he's turned the 100 metres from a procession back into a rivalry. Gay's winning time in Stockholm, 9.84, was 0.13 of a second quicker than Bolt's last time they'd met in the World Championship final 12 months ago. The Jamaican had enjoyed the same decisive margin of victory. The tables have been turned for now. They're due to race again in Brussels later this month. Time on the treatment table might determine whether that happens.
Well, afterwards, Bolt said he wasn't too disappointed by the defeat.
It doesn't feel any way. I keep telling you guys that people are saying, yo, you say, do you think you can be? I said, never. You can't get beaten. It's just the day is on a good day, a bad day. It's just one of those days for me today.
Do you think you perhaps didn't take Tyson seriously enough, or are you not in the shape you really want to be in?
I said this last time in Paris that I need to work on my strength, and it showed there. I got a good start, but there was no power, there was no nothing. So I told you, I went home and I tried to work on it, but it didn't work, I guess.
As for Gay, he was delighted to finally register a win against Bolt over 100 metres, but the American insisted it was important to keep things in perspective.
I mean, it feels good, you know, but honestly, deep down inside, I know he wasn't 100%, you know, and I'm still looking for that day where we both step on the line 100% and a sophomore step on the line. I had little nicks and legs bother me, and I just didn't focus on it. You know, I just came out here and said, whatever happens, happens, and give it my best.
Now to the World Golf Championship in Ohio, and Tiger Woods, who's defending his world number one ranking, is continuing to struggle. South Africa's Retief Houston leads by one stroke from Phil Mickelson, who could leapfrog Woods at the top of the rankings. But another of Woods' main challengers for the number one spot has pulled out of the event. From Ohio, the BBC's Alistair Bruce-Ball.
Tiger Woods' reign as world number one is under real threat from Phil Mickelson. Woods had another bad day at the office, a two-over par round of 72, which leaves him languishing at six-over par. But Phil Mickelson's just one shot off the lead at six-under, that lead held by South Africa's Retief Goosen, who shot a four-under par round of 66. To topple Woods, Mickelson either needs to win the tournament, or if not, finish second, third or fourth, and hope Woods finishes outside the top 37. World number three, Lee Westwood, has withdrawn from the tournament through injury. He's also pulled out of next week's USPGA. So going into the weekend, Goosen is 7-under, Mickelson and Justin Leonard are one behind on 6-under, and to pick out a few more in the chasing pack, Adam Scott and Paul Casey are both at 4-under, while Rory McIlroy is 3-under.
So Phil Mickelson remains in contention to overtake Woods as the world's number one golfer, and Mickelson admits he's excited at the prospect.
You know, it would be, obviously it would be cool. I'm not going to say that it wouldn't. It'd be something I would love to do and ultimately be regarded as number one according to the rankings and so forth. And I know that I've got a great opportunity this week. I know that I'm playing well and this is, you know, my best opportunity. I try not to think about it. You know, I want to come out and play well here, get in contention, get sharp, get focused, especially for next week too. But also, it's a World Golf Championship event that means a lot, and I'd like to make a move this weekend.
Now, cricket and Pakistan struggled on the first day of the second test against England at Edgbaston. After winning the toss, they were all out for just 72 in their first innings. England were 112 for two at stumps in reply. Watching was Lee James.
Pakistan have once again been deficient in almost all areas, and after their dismal batting display, this match is now heading immeasurably towards England. On a decent pitch, Salman Butt tried to be positive by batting first, but in difficult overcast conditions, with the ball swinging around, England's bowlers helped themselves to wickets, as James Anderson took 4 for 20, while Stuart Broad claimed 4 for 38. It was all over in the 40th over, a new low for Pakistan cricket. England compounded their plight by taking a 40-run lead before bad light brought an early end to the day. Cook 17 and Strauss 25 were both dismissed, but more inept fielding cost Pakistan. Three catches were put down before Trott and Peterson started to bat more fluently before the close. With half of this Edgbaston ground under construction, it's hard not to reach for the cliche that Pakistan's team also have a lot of rebuilding work to do.
Well, the England bowler Stuart Broad says it's important to keep the pressure on Pakistan.
I think we've bowled fantastically well in this test and a little bit. The series is obviously a four test match series, so it's very early days in this test series. We know how quickly they can change. We've all been involved in test match series that have turned like that, and it's very important we just continue to focus on what we're doing so well and keeping a positive mindset and keep playing the exciting cricket we are doing.
In Colombo, India have it all to do if they're to win the third and final test against Sri Lanka. India chasing 257 for a series-levelling victory, going to the final day on 53 for 3. Looking ahead, Roshan Abhisinghe.
Sachin Tendulkar will have to use all his experience derived out of the 169 test matches in his playing career when India resumes on day 5, needing a further 204 runs for victory. With just Laxman, Raina and Dhoni remaining as specialist batsmen, the Indian team will look to bat around the little master. For Sri Lanka, Randi, who got bounced and turned the key. With his variation in flight, the tall off-spinner will be the bowler the Lankans will look to provide the break, with mystery spinner Ajanta Mendis in support. The fifth day in this crucial third test is expected to be another fascinating affair, with a keen tussle expected between bat and ball.
Now football, and the Arsenal captain Cesc Fabregas has ended speculation linking him with a move to Barcelona by confirming he'll be staying with the Gunners this season. In a statement, the Spanish midfielder confirmed that Arsenal rejected two offers for him from the Catalan club. The BBC's Conor McNamara reports.
Cesc Fabregas may have had a Barcelona shirt forced over his head during Spain's World Cup celebrations, but that's the last you'll be seeing of the blue and red stripes for the coming year at least. Arsenal's captain already had appeared in the middle of the club's official team photograph this week, and now he has issued a statement that confirms Barcelona made two bids for him, and they were both turned down by the club. His statement includes the following. Firstly, I would like to apologise to all Arsenal fans for not speaking sooner, but I have not known what I was going to do until this moment. I cannot deny that joining a club like Barcelona was not an attractive move for me. This was the club where I learnt my football, it's my hometown, where my friends and family are, and a club where I have always dreamed of playing. But I am a professional, and I fully understand that it is Arsenal's prerogative not to sell me. I owe a lot to the club, manager and the fans, and I will respect their decision and will now concentrate on the new season ahead with Arsenal.
Now, after a dismal World Cup in South Africa, fans in France can now start to look forward, with the domestic season getting underway on Saturday. David Jones looks ahead.
After enduring 18 years without winning a league title, Marseille will be desperate to hold on to their place at the top. With minimal upheaval in the playing ranks over the summer, they're favourites heading into the new season. They start their defence at home to promoted Caen. Last season's runners-up Lyon opened their campaign at home to Monaco, while Auxerre, third last term, welcomed Lorient. Meanwhile, fans in the capital will be hoping Paris Saint-Germain can make some impact on the title race. After flirting with relegation in three of the last four seasons, they host fellow former giant Saint-Étienne. And on Sunday, Bordeaux, under new coach Jean Tigana, will start their season at Montpellier.
Before we go, our top story again. Usain Bolt has been beaten for the first time in more than 2 years. The triple Olympic champion finished second in the 100 metres showdown against Tyson Gay at the Diamond League meeting in Stockholm. And that's the latest world sport from the BBC.